שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello, we're reading from the writings of Rabash, the article one should always sell the beams of his house. You can ask question on Kab.tv. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. The writings of Rabash, one should always sell the beams of his house.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav.
Rabbi Yehuda said, Rav said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. We should understand the precision about the beams of one's house and the great importance of shoes to the point that it is worth selling the beams of his house for it, meaning to have the ability to put shoes on his feet. We should interpret it in the work.
That means that we are under the influence of our will to receive. That's what we have. We have the egoistic will to receive, and by the light, it awakens more or less for all kinds of purposes it has, and there's a point in the heart that awakens us to some other goal, but we can't do anything with it. All of the control on ourselves can only be through the influence of society. We talked about it, we learned about it. That's why we have to pay attention how he explains it. Also, we need to have a calculation. Throughout the day, I go through all kinds of states. These states are caused by the Creator, by the upper light, by nature, that by this I don't participate. So, I have all kinds of feelings. How can I determine my control on my own body? Only by the environment. As much as I organize it, as much as I want to be connected to it, and according to that, I can get another source of power that will influence me. And by that, I'll be able to deal with it more or less. Maybe I'll even be able to play with it, act with it. If I'm closer to society, I can overcome my feelings and thoughts. I'm less connected to society, so I distance myself from them, from bestowal. I come closer to reception. I'm closer to my will to receive. Maybe I can do such exercises more and more and see where I am, either under the control of society or my evil inclination. One of the two. There is no third one. And in this way, I can check myself, scrutinize. I'm under this game, and this is my control over the state. Not that I lose myself in society, or that I forget about my will to receive that activates me on one of the two sides. No, I want to be in both. To be in somewhat, well, not in the middle. The question is, what is the optimum state that it is worth for me to be in, under the control of the will to receive and under the control of society? And I am in some way blending the two. From this, I build my home, my new home, my new environment. Try and put yourself in such a state and try and feel it throughout the day. Well, let's keep going for now.
We continue. The Korot beams of his house comes from the word mikre, incident, meaning everything that a person experiences in his home. We perceive man by two discernments, by knowledge, meaning with the intellect, and by emotion, meaning what we feel in our hearts, whether we are happy or unhappy. These incidents that we experience evoke questions in our everyday lives. This applies between a person and his creator, and between a person and his friend. Between a person and the creator means that he has complaints that the creator is not satisfying all his needs. In other words, the creator should fulfill what the person thinks he needs, because the rule is that the conduct of the good is to do good. And sometimes he complains as though he feels the opposite, that his situation is always worse than that of others, who are at a higher degree than he is. It follows that he is in a state called spies, who slander Providence because he doesn't feel that delight and pleasure in his life. And it is hard for him to say, only goodness and grace will follow me all the days of my life. Thus, at that time, he is in a state of spies. Our sages said about that, one must bless for the bad as he blesses for the good, since the basis of Judaism is built on faith above reason. This means not relying on what the intellect compels one to think, say, and do, but on faith in a benevolent higher providence. And precisely by justifying providence, one is later rewarded with feeling delight and pleasure. Baal HaSulam gave an allegory about a person who had complaints and demands of the Creator that he wasn't granting all his wishes. And it is like a person who is walking on the street with a little child, and the child is crying bitterly. And all the people on the street are looking at the father and thinking, how cruel is this man who can hear his son crying without paying any attention? The child's cries make even people on the street feel sorry for the child. But this man, who is his father, doesn't. And there is a rule, as a father has compassion on his children. And the child's cries made people go to his father and ask, where is your mercy? Then his father replied, what can I do if my son, whom I keep like the apple of my eye, demands of me to give him a pin so he can scratch his eyes because he has an itch in his eyes? Can I be called cruel for not granting his wish? Or is it for mercy that I will not give it to him so he will not poke his eye out and remain blind forever? Therefore, we must believe that everything that the Creator gives us is for our own good. Although we must pray, just in case, that the Creator will lift these troubles from us. However, we must know that the prayer and the granting of the prayer are two separate issues. In other words, if we do what we must, then the Creator will do what is good for us, as with the above allegory. And it is said about that, and the Lord will do that which seems good to Him. The same principle applies to a person and his friend, meaning that he should sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. In other words, A person should sell the beams of his house, meaning all the incidents that his house experienced in regards to love of friends. One may have questions and complaints about his friend, since he is working devotedly in love of friends, yet he sees no response on the part of the friends that would help him in any way. They are all behaving not according to his understanding of how love of friends should be, meaning that each one will speak to his friend in a respectable manner, as it is among distinguished individuals. Also, regarding actions, he sees no action on the part of the friends that he can look at in relation to love of friends. Instead, everything is normal, as it is among ordinary people who still did not have an interest in coming together and deciding to build a society where there is love of friends, where each cares for the well-being of the other. Thus, he sees now that there is no one to look at who engages in love of friends. And since he feels that he is the only one who is walking on the right path, and he is looking at everyone with contempt and scorn, this is called spies. That is, he is spying on his friends to see if they are behaving properly toward him in regards to love of friends, love thy friend. And since he constantly hears that the friends are preaching all day long that love of others is the most important, he wants to see if what they say is what they do. And then he sees that it is all lip service. And he finds that even in speaking, there is no love of others. And this is the smallest thing in love of others. In other words, if he asks someone a question, he answers him offhandedly, indifferently, not in a way one answers a friend. Rather, it is all cold, as though he wants to get rid of him. And don't ask me, if you're thinking about love of others, why are you criticizing if your friend loves you? As though love of friends is established on the basis of self-love. And this is why I want to see what my self-love gained from this engagement. These are not my thoughts. Rather, I truly want love of others. This is why I was interested in establishing this society, so I would see that each and every one is engaging in love of others, so that through it, the little bit of force that I have in love of others would increase, and I would have the strength to engage in love of others more powerfully than I could by myself. But now, I see that I have gained nothing, because I see that not even one is doing good. Thus, it would be better if I weren't with them and hadn't learned from their actions. To that, there is the reply that if a society is established with certain people, and when they gathered, there must have been someone who wished to establish specifically this bunch. Thus, he sorted out these people to see that they were suitable for each other. In other words, each of them had a spark of love of others. But the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks could become a big flame. Hence, now too, when he is spying on them, he should overcome and say, as all of them were of one mind, that they must walk on the path of love of others when the society was established. So it is now. And when everyone judges his friends favorably, all the sparks will ignite once more, and again there will be one big flame. It is as Baal Sulam once said when he asked about the covenant that two friends make, as we find in the Torah. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Avimelech. And they, the two, made a covenant. He asked, if the two of them love each other, of course they do good to each other. And naturally, when there is no love between them, because the love has waned for some reason, they do not do good to one another. So how does making a covenant between them help? He answered that the covenant that they do is not for now, since now when the love is felt between them, there is no need to make a covenant. Rather, the making of the covenant is done purposely for the future. In other words, it is possible that after some time they will not feel the love as they do now, but they will still keep their relations as before. This is what the making of the covenant is for. We can also see that although now they do not feel the love as it was when the society was established, nevertheless, everyone must still overcome his view and go above reason. By that, everything will be corrected and each will judge his friends favorably. Now we can understand the words of our sages who said, one should always sell the beams of his house and put shoes on his feet. Min alim, shoes, comes from the word ne'ilat delet, locking of a door, meaning closing. Once a person has spied on his friend, and rigel, spied, comes from the word raglaim, feet, he should sell the beams of his house, meaning all that has happened to his house in the connection between him and his friend, meaning the spies that he has who slander the friends. Then, sell everything means remove all the incidents that the spies have brought to him and put shoes on his feet instead. The meaning is that he should lock away the spies as though they no longer exist in the land, and he will shut away all the questions and demands that he has about them, and then everything will come to its place in peace.
Questions? So how can we check? If I criticize society, or I feel their correct influence or incorrect, how can I check myself? How can I calibrate myself in order to scrutinize correctly? How do I know under what control I am, my own control or the society's control? Because all in all, I have two sources, no more. In the spiritual work, we have two sources. One source is society, the creator, that through it influences me, or the creator that works on me from inside through the evil inclination. How can I check where I am at? Well, you ask, if not me. What does he say here? It's interesting. He says that here's the answer. If society was formed on certain people, when they gathered, For certain, there was someone who wanted to organize society, and for sure he would choose these certain people that would be suitable for this. Meaning the Creator is the one who scrutinized, who chose us in order to bring us to one society. And we now need to continue his path. The fact that he gave each and every one the evil inclination that is unique for him, with that character of the evil inclination, with all the conditions, that's on one hand, on the side of our beast, and on besides of the man, the Adam in us that has to be built, that has to bring us to a certain society, to certain people, to a certain teacher. And this is how we have to keep going. So we have to agree that the Creator is scrutinizing this and also giving us conditions that we can go in there and scrutinize and implement society in a way that leads more and more to the purpose. Yes, Niv.
How do we make the environment control the world to receive so that the spies, to close in the spies?
That's a great wisdom to do that. Because if myself and I pull society upon me, that they will work on me. So again, I do it through my own will to receive. The question is, if am I truly doing some action here, meaning that I awaken the influence of the Creator on myself through society upon me, or do I use the society that it's supposedly the society, but it's actually my egoistic will to receive, in this way trying to organize society so the society will work on me? How will I here, in wanting to aim the influence of society on me, do I cleanse myself and disconnect from my will to receive? That's the question. And then I can truly be under two kinds of influence. On one hand, my will to receive, called the beast. On the other hand, the influence of society that will be called man. And I, between them, can reach that the Creator will bring us to salvation, that between man and beast I will scrutinize. Yeah. So, what's the discernment? How do I know I'm doing it with my own forces, or am I truly activating the society on me? Rav, it depends on how I activate society. How do I activate them? As much as I am more and more trying that they will work on me in such a way that I can subjugate myself, and my subjugation won't be in order to attain and succeed in my own will to receive, but in connecting to them and through them to the Creator. Where can I get some presentation of what the benefit of society or the benefit of the Creator is? What does it mean to disconnect from myself? That's a question. What does it mean to truly yearn for the greatness of the Creator? So they say this is all through my attitude towards the friends for now. As much as I invest in seeing the friends as great, And according to that, we can truly get such an illumination that brings us to see the greatness of the society. And the greatness of society or the Creator, it's the same thing. Just the greatness of the Creator, we don't know it. It's something great and we can't understand it. When the greatness of the Creator comes through society, so we get all kinds of discernments that we can understand. Because society, again, is like one man that has 613 organs, and then I can understand society. I can feel it. And actually, when I feel society, I feel the Creator. Gradually, in a way that becomes more and more true. And that's how we advance. That's why a person sells the beams of his house, meaning that he comes out of his constant home, goes into his temporary home, meaning that he exchanges his ego's control with the society's control, my group. Let's say, if a person wants to change the influence of society on him, so, Rav, no, not erase it. That's why I said, to start with, we have to see in what way we can combine the two, in the optimum way. If I let go of one edge, I can hold on to the other one. To be under the control of the Creator only, it's not good. Then you're an angel, you don't... Why did He give birth to you? Niv, so what do we say? To blend in society, to annul Rav, to annul His criticism. His criticism. I want to annul in society. My will to receive doesn't disappear, doesn't clear. He's under my control, meaning under the Tzimtzum and the Masach. And then specifically above it, with its help, with the reflected light that I can establish with my will to receive, with my ego, that I work against the ego, then I can stabilize that reflected light, and in that I reveal the Creator, meaning the anti-ego. That means that the Creator, that Pharaoh brings the people of Israel closer to the Creator. With his help, I do it. That's why, what's up with Moses? He grew up in Pharaoh's home. He came out of there. And we don't let go. It's to such an extent that the Jews called him the Egyptian, you know, on purpose. As sometimes you say about a person, that he's a goy, that to emphasize that, as if he disregards being in unity. That addition just increases the quality. So we don't let go. We don't have vessels if we won't use our will to receive.
When they say we don't leave the will to receive, do we talk about the spies, the criticism?
Yes, yeah, of course. Meaning annulling the will to receive means that I am opening my eyes. I know what I'm annulling. I'm annulling it, and it is in my box there. And I know that upon it, I will now go and attain the will to bestow. And I can establish the connection between my egoistic desire to my will to bestow in such a way that the darkness will shine as light. There has to be some balance every time, a certain balance between this and that. And then I'm like on a seesaw, you know, I make sure that
But when darkness shines as light, doesn't mean that the ultra receiver is cancelled?
No, it adds the burning, as we learned. Like in the candle that worked with the oil and the light.
So can we say that one of the characteristics of being between the society and the will to receive is that I don't want it to be cancelled?
We have to keep it. We have to keep it. We have to make sure that we don't disconnect from it. Everything still is based on the will to receive. That you are called a man, a giver, that you overcome it and keep it. And you know how you activate it and manage it with a strong, with your mind, with you're in control. That's called rejection, resistance, greatness. That's where you get exertion. It's the will to receive. Where is that written about the angels or something that they saw the will to receive, then they understood that creation can exist? Don't remember where it is. Yeah.
Can we get an example for the questions or the inner scrutiny a person has to do when those spies awaken in him without canceling them?
No, to try, even if we want to be entirely in order to bestow, completely disconnect from the will to receive, you still have to be in a small connection with it. And the opposite. When I, in all my force, you're thrown in there, still trying something not to disconnect. And be in connection with bestow, with the light. Not go to the end. The end isn't a scrutiny. Until we have two in that picture, the will to receive and the will to bestow, then you're still on the spiritual path, with two legs, two feet.
And where's the Creator in this process, turning to Him?
The Creator that works on you through the group. You don't have a Creator, only through the group. You turn to Him, and He bestows to you.
I'll say what I'm asking. Why I'm asking, because it sounds as if I'm trying to control the process.
Of course, you're in control of the process. You want to control the process. Yeah.
I thought our work is maximum work on annulment, and the light will...
What is annulment? That the will to bestow will control me, that I give it the opportunity to control me upon my will to receive. I let it do everything, forces that it will control, but I give it to him. If he's in control and I'm completely annulled, there is no me. That's how it is, like Creator before the creation.
And where is the connection with the friends here?
The Creator, for Him to work on you, you have to be in connection with the friends, the group. You never have a connection with the Creator only through the group. You have to understand already that the group and the Creator is the same thing.
So this control happens how? Directly or through the friends and the Creator?
Control of what? Wait.
The control and the will to receive. That I don't want to detach from the criticism on the one hand, and on the other hand, I don't want to disconnect from the connection with the Creator.
Control is expressed that you control the left and the right. And from above, you're asking for the forces to implement what you decide.
And it happens through the connection with the society, the action itself.
Through society and through your will to receive, both you start seeing that it's the same force, that by both those influences that supposedly contradict each other, it builds you as man. Yeah.
Man is entirely made of the will to receive.
Man is entirely the will to receive to begin with, right?
So you can say either one thing. Either I am completely, or I enter the group and disappear there.
Right.
And I'm like in the army. I'm going to die or to kill someone, but I'm just like the society, 100%.
Who says it?
Because he decides. Either I control or...
Do you decide or not? You, okay.
I.
So, you decided. Okay. And you don't let go to that decision point you took. You lose your head. I decided and that's it. Afterwards, whatever happens, happens. You keep going on that point that I decide. That I give him an ability to influence me.
So, the choice will always be either I'm here or I'm there. Or about myself.
No, choice isn't this or that. It's the middle. It's the middle third of Tiferet that I let both of them work in full force, but in the correct merging between them.
How do we do it?
That's in the middle. We'll find it. The way how to do it. We'll find it for now. Just somehow, let's locate that it has a place. Okay? Yes, Levitch.
When he locks those spies, the criticism on the friends, is it only to say inside, I know it's the ego, I know it's a lie, or like a good attorney to justify the friends?
I'm not saying that the ego is a lie. I'm not saying that it is something low. I respect it. It's the force that came from the Creator that activates. When Jacob goes to Egypt, he blesses Pharaoh. How can that be? Jacob, the chosen of the forefathers, the middle line, when he sees from one, he sees all the way to Gemar Tikkun. He wants to give the whole process for everybody, including these processes we're now. And he blesses Pharaoh. How can it be? Because that is the force of the Creator on the other side. So, from above, you have Atzmuto that works on us through plus and minus. Or Pharaoh or Creator, supposedly. Right? What's the difference? That Pharaoh, or the evil inclination, we can say, because Pharaoh is part of it, it's limited. So the evil inclination is revealed, and the good inclination is revealed. And we need to respect both, because by the both, when they're combined on the middle line, we will truly attain the Creator. And in us, we need those two forces to control us, and we will determine the way they control us in the optimum way. What's the optimum way? That we have all the will to receive on the intention completely to bestow, so we will have two forces in one topic. Yes.
Okay, and about the friends. That criticism, am I trying to find justification for it? Let's say, for example, a friend didn't make it to a meeting we have in the 10. So I justify him with many logical arguments, or I say, this is what the ego tells me, and I lock the spies without any justifications, you know, without any kind of intellectual justifications.
I understand a bit more than what you're saying. How to relate to a friend that didn't show up? Either the Creator depicts this for us to react to, or he's saying by this that we haven't worked enough, that's why they didn't show up, so it's not his fault, it's our fault, or, right? So either the Creator is guilty that he brought us this picture, or he brought us this picture to show us that we're guilty, that we haven't invested, or our friend might be guilty that he didn't show up, and a few more of those. Those sources of, how do I say it, of guilt, yeah. So what are you asking?
So I'm constantly looking for this argument with which to justify him. Meaning he didn't make it, and I'm looking for arguments to justify him.
In the end, you have to reach a state that you see yourself as not awakening society, and society doesn't awaken a friend, that together you didn't pray for the Creator, that he will raise you to a higher degree, and because of that, he gives you a time of descent, a state of descent, so you will see that you're not in perfection, and then you can ask. So what to do after that? Everybody prays. Okay, right? Yeah.
Why should a person sell the beams of his house and not just leave?
What can he do?
Leave the beams and take his shoes. Why does he have to sell it? What does it mean to sell?
There is no... Well, I can say it simply. In our world, there is nothing that was created for nothing. Everything has a role. And we just don't know how to appreciate every quality, every desire, every intention, every instance that we go through. That's why we don't disregard anything. We just have to relate it, to scrutinize it, to see how all these things direct me through the group to the Creator. So if I disconnect from all the bad things, it won't aim me back. What I'm putting an emphasis on today, because I saw it's worth it, not to erase the evil, not to let go of the will to receive, not to want to be under the control of the force of bestowal and 100% annulling like a liar, not a liar, a drunk, that you just losing your eye, your mind, your feeling, whatever they do with me, let them do it. No. But we always need also an air, 100% of annulment towards light, towards the Creator. We are in an annulment like a tzimtzum, restriction. It's a lot of force, intensity. The will to receive doesn't annul. I always have to make sure I guard it in a correct decision making. That's the force of the vessel.
I hope I'm not nagging, but what should he receive in return for selling the beams of his house, the incidents?
A new vessel. He gets a new vessel. He doesn't want his will to receive to cover it, but the will to be still. It's like in Shir HaShirim, the Song of Songs, where he says that the heavens are our ceiling, the stars. Or, yeah.
I heard you told Vlad that I decide to let the environment influence me.
Of course, it's all decisions. Don't come out of decisions. Our problem is that whatever happens, whatever will be, on one hand, on the other hand, we do all kinds of efforts, physical, maybe. But what happens will happen. No, we need every moment to be on the steering wheel and know how to turn it in such a way that we keep the middle line, that in that correct combination between the will to receive and the will to bestow, and when the light of the Creator comes by this, I don't stop Him. I just turn my will to receive like you turning her under the sun in order to get a good tan. I constantly choose the optimum state. Yes.
Because a moment later, I can decide that I don't receive the influence of the society, the same decision of the I. You can do it. It is under your control.
And then there's no covenant of salt. How do I hold on?
No, it's your business. Let's say you decided. So you decided.
I don't want to decide. I want.
So don't decide. But now we're talking about the fact that you are constantly ensuring that this is will be in your hands. This is the main thing, not whether you make the correct decision or the incorrect decision, but the fact that you have the ability to decide.
So it always be on me, and I have to stabilize myself in such a way.
Yes, correct. This is what we're talking about.
Dear friends, what's clear?
Oh, let's just say Rav.
Dear friends, what's clear is we're signing the covenant through the doubt. Lack of faith in the will to receive. Question, how does the doubt develop us, everyone according to his own character?
That's it?
That's the question, Rav.
The doubt should be that I'm constantly holding the steering wheel, and by that I bring myself to a state where I have no doubt that it's up to me to establish the direction of my advancement. I'm holding myself. I'm driving. I constantly need to see now how am I keeping to the correct line. The correct line is when I constantly annul towards the group, consciously, with my understanding that this is me and this is them, and they influence me and I influence them. How do I influence them? With my prayer to the Creator, that they would receive from Him the importance of the path and the goal, and then I will receive the importance of the goal through the society. It will help me cleave to the society, and through the society, in return, to be in adhesion with the Creator. That's it.
Do I have the permission to ask another question?
Yeah, ask the heavens. I don't know.
How can a person become an Adam that disseminates and prevents the bombs?
If we are working on the connection between us, and we try in this connection to influence the whole world, to understand what is the correct path, by that we prevent all the bad in the world. Because the bad, ultimately, are those stages that we were not able to place under the middle line. Okay.
Thank you for the Creator.
Okay, Baruch. Only you are missing from this bunch.
It's written a few times that he doesn't see a response from the friends, and also in the deeds he doesn't see anything. And in the end it's in reason, right? In reason, I don't see any response, some bad instances, and the correct attitude is that in the end of the article, everybody has to overcome his reason. That's the correct response, right? after he scrutinizes and checks that within reason don't see any response from their friends.
What, on the other hand,
that's what's...
I don't know what's written. If you're asking, try to ask so it will be clear from your question what you want.
I want to scrutinize what is the correct action after there's a certain case, what's written here, that he doesn't see any response from the friends. And he doesn't see any action from the friends.
On the other hand, so it's from the side of the friends. I have to know if he refers to that. If I don't see the correct reaction from the friends, what should I do?
Yeah, what's the correct action after that?
I mean, my correct action?
Of course mine.
If you won't know how to ask, I'm not even going to let you how to ask. That's not how you ask. If I see the reaction of my friends as incorrect, what should I do?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's clear. Repeat it. Repeat the question.
Again, the question. I don't see any response from the friends, and I don't see any reaction. What is the correct action after that?
If I can't see.
Yeah, I can't see.
Okay, now that I see an incorrect reaction, I don't see anything.
Yes?
Again, repeat the question.
I don't see any response from the friends.
Okay. So what should I do? If you'll continue, you'll just get confused. I see that it's a long path before you know how to learn how to ask. If I don't see any action or reaction from the friends, it's a sign that I cannot distinguish it. Because other than a person, there are actions from the Creator, and I need to raise my sensitivity. A person can learn even from a baby. Really. Rather, the question is, to what extent is he's ready for it? If I can see an action at all from the friends, I need to raise my sensitivity, increase it. Because the Creator brings a person to the good fortune. And if a person enters the ten, if it's somehow organized, everything depends on the person. Everything depends on the person. Each one in the ten. But if we're talking about a specific person, then it's about the person.
So what does my sensitivity depend on?
Sensitivity depends on prayer. Sensitivity depends on prayer. And here you have a thing and it's opposite. That as much as there's a big ego in a person, an excessive ego, of course he can't hear, he can't understand, can't feel the friends on the one hand. On the other hand, he doesn't run away, he doesn't leave the path because he understands there's nowhere to go. He's cleaved to the path, to the goal, from within his great, powerful spark. So there's a thing and its opposite. There's a really big desire to receive. In it is a really big point in the heart, and then a person is blocked. He's really adhered to the path, doesn't leave, it doesn't run away, on the one hand. On the other hand, he's completely blocked, coarse, unrefined, cannot feel the environment, the influence of the environment, how to come close to people, how to be flexible with them. And it's difficult for him. It'll take a long time. Compared to others, it will take him a lot more time to establish himself on the path. We need to start advancing. So, mainly he doesn't feel the reaction of the environment because he lacks sensitivity. What to do with the environment, it has to influence him as much as possible. But the environment needs to also understand the person. He's built in such a way that he, on the one hand, he cannot leave the path. On the other hand, he still cannot be with them like perhaps the rest of the friends who do understand one another, who are used to this line, that they have flexibility on the spiritual path. And he doesn't have this kind of flexibility. He's like a telephone pole. And there are such people like that.
When he writes that each one has to overcome his reason, so if I don't see it, I have to overcome my reason. What does that mean?
You have to perform actions even when you don't see any benefit in them. Nothing. But you nevertheless need to try to do them.
Is it the same thing to overcome his reason and each one will judge a friend to the scale of merit?
Yeah. The same.
He gives the example of the man walking down the street with, and the child wants the needle to the pin. So he says that you have to know that prayer is separate and the answering is separate. How do you hold on to that child? Keeps wanting to scratch his eye with the needle. He doesn't stop wanting it. And the answering is, no, you're not getting it because it'll...
You are facing the Creator through the environment. And if you would relate to the environment, ideally, you would see the Creator and the environment as one and the same. Just when you cross the lines in your rifle sights, you see that it's the same, then you can hit the target. So, of course, the prayer and the answering of the prayer, they are sort of out of sync, let's say. So what is your question? How can I bring them together? Gilad, he says, you need to know that the prayer is separate from the answer of the prayer. What does it mean to know that they're separate? Rav, what I receive is not exactly what I prayed for, but that I... when I receive it, it's like that. When, by crying out to the Creator, I cry out for a certain solution. The solution that I'm asking for does not have to be exactly as I'm asking for it. The boy is asking for the pin. Does he receive a pin from the Creator? No. So the kid is seemingly dissatisfied. I asked for this. What are you giving me? It throws it back at him, and he's all, he's lashing out. So we have to understand that we always receive what's good for us. Now, typically, we put in a good, nice, big investment, and later we, boom, receive a descent. So where's the reward? We don't feel it as a reward. And that's how it appears to us for the time being. So, Gilad, if the kid feels that the reward is that the father told him no pain and he's happy about it, Rav, doesn't matter. Whatever happens the next moment, that's the reward. That's it. And if that's the case, then every moment a person has to be in the raising of the prayer and in the reward. That I'm asking you to advance me, and ahead of time, I'm creating a screen and a reflected light, so whatever I will receive it in the vessel of bestowal above my own reason. You have a question? Let him ask. Yeah, I want to ask about receiving a reward in the vessel of bestowal. How can it be that after everything we said in the first part of the lesson, that I'm the one leading the way, I'm the one making the decisions, the reward will be in the vessel of bestowal? Because it will surely be a vessel of reception. Rav, I don't understand how you connect one to the other. Michael, I'm the one investing. What's the reason for my investment? Probably the will to receive. Rav, yes, and so if it's I who constantly manages the action, then I receive a reward for the prayer. It goes immediately to the will to receive. Where did I invest in the vessel of bestowal here? I awaken my will to receive. Is this what you're asking about? I awaken my will to receive to invest in the friends, let's say. Rob, invest in the friends. Okay, next. I'm the one who's controlling the action. I have keep my hands on the wheel. Rob, invest in everything, and then a state comes. And we see that the state that comes is surely in the vessel of bestowal. So where does that vessel come from? Rav, you receive it from above because you've invested something. You invested in your ego, with your ego, yes, not in anything else. But in return, you receive from above a new vessel.
I can't understand how that happens.
You seemingly placed the screen and a reflected light from your side.
Where? Because I, with my...
Wherever you can invest, you invest. You invest in the society, in the connection, in what else?
Right.
Connection.
Yeah.
Meaning you perform certain action with your will to receive, and where according to your natural will to receive, you wouldn't be doing these actions. So you worked with your will to receive, you invested in it, you performed an exertion. What needs to come to in response to this exertion? A response, a reaction. What kind of reaction needs to come to your will to receive? It has to be a certain upper light that will give you the vessel of bestowal. You receive this vessel of bestowal. Are you interested in it? No. You invested, yes. You've made efforts with your vessels of reception. Just like when you go to work for someone, you invest in it. But you didn't expect this payment. It's a new vessel. It's a new state. Therefore, you cannot recognize how it's related to where you invested. Investment is separate than the reward.
And that's the vessel of bestowal?
Yes. How and what else can the creator pay you?
And what's the work after you receive it?
This is a screen and a reflected light. Where is it written? Screen, a screen and a reflected light. This is the reward. You can find it.
So, my control, I'm asking, how do you make sure that the initial motivation, or it has to be the will to receive, isn't there a way to make sure that society will control how I receive it?
The society will not control it if you won't let it control it.
And there's no state where you like relinquish the control, that you pass it on to society. I always have to be on that tap of doing the action.
Of course. But why is it negative? Why are you looking at it as if... We need to come to a state where at all times we have the screen, restriction screen, reflected light, and what you receive from the Creator in this vessel. Restriction screen, reflected light that were established, and then I begin to work with the Creator.
The question is there a state we receive the vessel to bestow in order to receive after we exert?
It doesn't appear in such a way. Restriction, screen, reflected light, you do it inside the group.
What does that mean?
When you establish your vessel in the group. The vessel is the group. I now establish my friends, I relate to them like that, with the restriction of my ego, with a screen with which I can work above my ego. I didn't just cancel it, but yeah. And the reflected light with which I want to bestow to them as much as possible. Meaning, what can I do? For example, I can only be included in them, merged in them, and support them. But I know I'm doing it with my effort. I feel like I was completely purified. That's the vessel. Now, if I came to such a state, then I also have the action of prayer, receiving of the payment. My payment is the force of bestowal. I need to digest it. The force of bestowal is the payment. Is this the good that needs to be? Is this what I got? Is this the reward? Until I digest it, and again with that I'm included in the society, and I'm already in the joining the society in a beneficial way because I have vessels of bestowal. By this vessel of bestowal I influence the friends, I begin to be the article, the transition between the creator and them. From Malchut, where I cancel myself, I become the other side, the Keter. Not 0-1, but 1-0. We constantly play with that. And then in this way, I'm leading the way. Meaning I work for the benefit of the society. And along the way, there's great work here. Greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the goal. What I want to say is that everything ends with those actions. There's nothing more. In the ten, you're building your spiritual partsuf, and other than partsuf, nothing exists.
Kenroy.
Oi.
What is the purpose of criticism if in the end you annul?
What
do you mean annul? Cancel?
You annul towards a different opinion. The opinion of society, a higher opinion than yours.
That's what we've been talking about for the past hour. Even when I annul myself, I never let go of the reins. I annul myself. Okay? So I don't put my foot on the gas. I stop the car. I do something. But my actions are controlled and I'm aware of them. And I know what's happening to me. What do I have in my hands? Where are my feet standing? I'm in action. And annulment doesn't mean that that's it, everything is gone, I'm seemingly not there. No. It's very tough work. Like restriction. The will to receive does not get canceled, does not get purified, except you, above that big ego, above everything, you perform an action as if it doesn't exist. You neutralize it.
It's clear that I can't erase the criticism, but in what is it annulment if you supposedly do this action and you still hold on to the criticism? In what are you annul if you're holding on to it?
You're giving me a state. And I'm telling you, what is that state, let's say? What is the state? We say that I'm in a state of criticism.
I'm under criticism. So I'm asking. Now I'm under criticism. Now the opinion of society came. I have to follow that. So if I remain in my criticism, how? So if I follow them, what does the criticism help me? I won't be devoted to them.
No, you decide that you want to announce towards the society? You feel that there's a difference between your opinion and their opinion, yeah? Meaning you're not in the same opinion, reason. Your opinion, their opinion are different. Now, how do you come closer to their opinion? So you can ask of the Creator through that society, after hearing their opinion, to influence you. You ask the Creator to influence you through the society in such a way that your opinion will come closer to their opinion. And you insist on it very clearly, consciously, with awareness, with understanding, now that you're running away from there to some directions, you know what are you giving up on. You know exactly how much you're investing. The level of your annulment towards them is your vessel of chasadim.
So the result should be that in the end there won't be criticism and I'll agree with their opinion, or...
No. You have your opinion, the one that you had, and you have the current opinion that you received from the environment.
I have to agree with what I got from society.
You're asking to agree with it. And then this force comes to you and you agree with the opinion of the environment. Together with that, you have the same impression from the state where you were in your opinion. And the gap between the two determines your ascent. Maybe not ascent, but it's easier to say the measure of your intermingling, merging in the environment, how many concessions you made. And the measure of concessions determines also the shape of your individual vessel inside the general vessel. Let's say, what kind of sphira are you there?
So in the end, I remain with the final result that I have my initial opinion and society's new opinion.
Yes, and the gap between the two gives you the volume of the vessel.
Why is their opinion, does it not annul my opinion?
You're also not interested in that. Not interested. Otherwise your vessel disappears. Our vessel does not get purified. When we ascend from the degree of the world of Asiya, or from the degree of this world to the world of Asiya, and then Yetzira, Bria, Atzilut, Ak, and Sof, we constantly gather our vessels more and more and more.
So it turns out that my vessel is the resistance to them. That's what I see.
Yes.
Because they never agree with them. You never agree with them.
And you also go to agree above reason. That's why it's called above reason. If the reason will be cancelled, what will be of above reason?
When we were speaking about Tzimtzum Masach and Or Chozer, my question is reflected light, Or Chozer, the understanding or my decision and what I'm going to go towards them, that's the reflected light?
Reflected light, however you want to, from your, however you want to cleave onto and bestow to the society and through it to the Creator.
So in continuation to what you said, it's active. The Masach is the calculation, and I say I don't want this, I'm bestowing to them. I'm willing to do these deeds.
Yeah, well, you could say, let's say, Toronto.
If a person decides to stick that steering wheel in his hand and go all the way and invest efforts into his friends and the ten, and all of a sudden he finds himself after a concussion and without a steering wheel, without anything, is this can be avoided somehow, and what to do if he finds himself in such state?
Mm-hmm. We can't prevent such states because we don't know in advance how and in what way will it take place. We have to accept what's happening as coming from the Creator, truly, directly, and try through actions in this world, on the one hand, and through adhesion through the society in the Creator, to go through all those states, but to accept each and every state as coming from the Creator entirely. For the sake of our correction, there's no other way to react here. Almata?
Раскрываются очень серьезные состояния в десятке, они очень разные.
Serious states are revealed in the ten. They're very different. There's a very strong impression from it on the a wrong egoistic side. And then a question arises about the practical work.
Нету 10 человек, нету 10 товарищей, но есть несколько товарищей, которые...
There are no 10 friends, there are a few friends that try to hold on to prayer and raise that man. And then it turns out that the task upon them is that they will include the entire 10, also those who don't come physically. And then by that, still draw the light that reforms. For this work to take place properly, what's the correct way to calibrate us mutually in the 10 and not allow the scrutinies that someone is here, someone isn't here? Or is this even action correct, what I described about raising the prayer?
It doesn't matter how many friends are in the 10, the number of friends, at least 2. That's already enough in order to start doing the work. According to the same principles that exist in Siva, with 10 people. The same.
There's concern that we can see in the Moscow group. I wanted to ask about, if the group says it's 10 kilo, but I feel it is 1 kilo, so I say it's somewhere in the middle. Is it 5 kilograms to like come to the middle point between my opinion and the group's opinion?
I didn't understand the question. Again, the question?
If the group values a situation in a certain way, let's say they say the situation it weighs 10 kilos. I feel it weighs 1 kilo. So you try to reach some compromise between the group's opinion to my opinion. Is that the right approach?
Each one according to how he feels. The questions today are interesting. And very interesting.
Asia. Rav, is the state of the middle part of Tiferet where I keep my will to receive with all that is inside, but I have a choice to merge with the friends and the group and just serve them? Is that the correct state we have to be? Thank you.
No matter what, I have to constantly think of how I can serve my 10. Beyond the 10, the big group, our international group. This has to constantly be for me as a goal. Because this is the vessel in which the Creator is revealed. About the Moscow group, they told us they have an internet problem. I don't know from which side, and we don't know why, but for now they cannot establish a connection with them.
Sochi.
criticism, it feels good, you can do it endlessly. And prayer isn't clear, it's unpleasant, it's hard to be in it all the time. Is it possible to make the feelings in such a way that the criticism will reject me and the prayer will feel good?
I think that for the time being we don't need to make any criticism, but to know that we're not doing it, meaning the fact that I take my left line and take it down to zero, let's say like that, and I keep it at zero, and I know that I turned it down to zero, and for the time being I'm not using it. I mute it. But it's muted, and it's working there, and it wants to come out like a snake. But I close it, and I activate the right line. And that's how I work. That's how we need to work right now. Okay? Turkey.
No, יש לנו שם משהו, מוטלו.
Anything there, מוטלו?
İptal ettiği ölçüde evliliğin kirişlerini satacak. Bu süreçte kişi yaratan...
When a person annuls himself, he sells the beams in order to get the help. He needs to ask for the Creator.
Anything he wants to do in a spiritual direction is impossible unless he turns to the Creator. If he doesn't turn to the Creator, only the will to receive works. If he activates his plea to the Creator, then they work together, the will to receive and the Creator. Either he silences his will to receive, we need to know how to do it, it's not simple, and activates his attitude to the Creator. That's what we talked about today. All the time. But we have to work consciously, depending on how much I activate or I can silence my will to receive, and through the group I turn to the Creator, or I avoid turning to Him. But all those two things, how do you say, these two potential meters, these two faucets are in my hand, and I look forward in the middle line and I ask, I can determine how do I balance them. So we have to see how to work to have the correct path.
Going to the next part of the lesson from the